Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we say a happy 4th of July weekend to our plastic man who fishes with plastic over shrimp. We're talking about Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures in Buras. Ryan, what you got going on this weekend?
The family's down. They're working me.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday we went and run the crab traps, got a few hampers of crabs for today's crab and shrimp boil. And we had enough food to feed the whole farm yesterday.
That's great.
We're going to go catch Fetch and Reds today.
What do you use to bait your crab traps?
The fish heads that we get.
Yeah, those are easy to come by. You know what I'm told is the most effective bait for catching crabs?
What?
Take a guess.
I don't know. Nobody's going to use chicken because it's too expensive to put in all the traps.
Frog bodies. After they remove the legs, frogs.
When I remove the legs, all they got is a head left. I'm eating it all.
Yeah. Some people skin them and they eat the whole thing, but you know, most people just cut
the
legs off.
Part.
Yeah, I know. The backbone and all that. The crabs
all right,
love them.
I eat the whole frog. Well, they'll never find out when they hang around me.
Well, here's the other question. We're asking people today, if you could only have one, everything else is gone, and we're talking ball seafood. Would it be shrimp, crawfish, or crabs?
Wow.
Tough choice.
I'll probably have to go with crawfish because it's such a cultural and seasonal thing. You know, I have to go with crawfish.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Not so much because I like them better. It's just such an event.
Yeah, that's true. It's more of a cultural thing, a family thing, where you gather and have crawfish balls. Too bad people in other parts of the country don't know anything about that. We're talking.
Well, our culture is so unique. I mean, there was someone here that I talked to that just came here for a year or so, and they said, this is just unbelievable. The people, and it's so different from anywhere else in the world. And it is. Yes. I mean, our culture is terrific, and crawfish are part of it.
No doubt. You know, Ryan, they're getting ready to choose based on the hunter survey preference surveys. The department's going to set the seasons for the next 5 years on zones and splits. What are you looking for? What are you hoping they'll take?
I have got to get a coastal zone. They're getting ready to do that, at the next meeting?
Tuesday, yeah. Well, I guess they're going to make a recommendation to the commission, and then, you know, they'll sit on it for a while and, you know, make it available to the public for comment and that type of thing.
Well, the way it works is if you have three zones, you get only one split, you know, two splits, the first split and the second split. But if you have three zones, two zones, you get three splits. So, you know, I like the split, and I don't know why they do that, but we have got to have some kind of coastal zone, please, negative tides. I mean, I've only got like 4 or 5 days in the whole month of January I can get to a blind. So, you know, it's not just me. It's everybody that fishes, you know. And the guys all the way in the west side of the state, I didn't think it was that big a deal to them, but they called me and they said, yeah, it's bad here too. Same thing, negative tides, we can't even get to the blind. So the whole coast of Louisiana needs its own zone, and we need to close it on the negative side. Let's get it early, hunt early. And then, you know, come after Christmas when the zones, when the negative tides start, you need to just close the season. Let's go hunt somewhere else. You can go hunt up north and shoot some mallards or something. Cause, you know, you just can't hunt here. It's just a waste of the good season.
Maybe a special zone created from, say, I-10 at the state line with Texas coming across to either 10 or 12, and everything south of that would have its own dates, you know.
Make that's it what
true north
thinking.
And south. Yeah.
Anything that is tidal has to be in that zone. You know, if your waters are controlled by tides, you know, you have to be in that zone because, you know, it affects us that much. And all the way going up into Mississippi and the Biloxi Marsh and all the same thing. You know, all that's coastal, so and that's above I-10. I would, no, it's not. So all that will fall into that. So, yeah, we'll have to do that, and then they could do their east and west. So they could do a north and south. They could have two zones, have a north and south, and still have their three splits if that's what they want, because I don't get the east and west anyhow.
No, it doesn't make the best sense. But we'll see. They're going to kick it around and discuss it on Tuesday. It'd be interesting to see what they come up with. And I don't know if it's going to be appealed for again. But, you know, we've tried to get the Whistling Ducks moved up into the teal season. We only got a 9-day teal season this year, and that certainly would be a little bonus to add some Whistling Ducks. But that, you know, it literally takes an act of Congress to get that done.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, we don't have an opportunity on that many Whistling Ducks. Now, I wish we could have wood ducks because in Iron Marsh, I have wood ducks for teal season,
right.
But I don't have them in the big season, which is really weird. But
a lot of states allow a special early teal and wood duck season. They include
ducks
in it.
And I would like to see some wood ducks thrown in on our teal season because that's the only time I get to shoot them. they evacuate. They say, well, the big season's coming. Let's get out of here.
So this is why it's important for people to comment on these surveys that they send out because they act upon it. They take the public
and they didn't send me the survey, believe it or not. I'm the one that initiated all of that. I didn't get the survey.
I guess it's done by random who gets it and who doesn't. I think they should send it to everybody that purchases a waterfowl stamp. You know,
that's what I think, too. Of course, that's a lot of surveys to go over, but, you know, I'll definitely be at the meeting. In the North, you know, I've been to the meeting 3 times and already spoke on this. So, you know, and they're in agreement. They think that we need it. You know, Kevin was in agreement and all the guys. So, we'll get that done. And North and South might not be a bad deal. You know, because after we finish our season, we can go hunt with our friends up north.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the plan to open seasons all at the same time to prevent people from doing that. Sometimes they try to keep you from being successful.
Yeah, but, you know, the limit's 6. And yet, I tell you what, the last 3 years we've had less ducks than we've had in the state in forever. So hopefully, you know, the river's still high. It's still at 11 something today, and it's making a good bit of aquatic vegetation everywhere. Even we opened Davis Pond for 3 months early in the season and brought back a lot of grass and cattawachi in those areas. So when the river goes down, if we maintain some flow there, we'll have some ducks all the way up there and say, you know, in the Bad Terry estuary up there because we hadn't had aquatic vegetation up there for some time. And that's, you know, that's what drives the ducks.
Very good. Well, we'll be interested to see what happens at Tuesday commission meeting. I'll be zoomed in for it and take a look at what the recommendations are. We got a hunt of a lifetime trip coming up in a couple of weeks. Huh? Should be good taking that little boy and show him around to some Louisiana fishing. That's his trip of a lifetime, was to come fish offshore and inshore trips.
Yeah, sure. It'd be nice if we get some good weather for him. Go catch him some snappers and maybe some bull reds and something to really make him happy.
Yeah. Great program. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for the report. Good luck today out there. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and talk about booking trips, ducks and fish and all that, it's never too early to do it. And when's your next trip down at Nolejase in Mexico?
We start white wing season on the 15th of August. And I think I got those 3 white wing trips, and then hopefully I'll have 6 other trips. I have a couple of spots October 2 through 5 for white wings, if anybody would like to go do that. That's a world-class experience. So just give me a call and we'll get it done. You know, CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. Have a great one today. Enjoy the fourth weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
We'll see you soon.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert, our Plastic Man Cajun Fishing Adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.